Number 9.
Well, I've had a look at the data you provided, and I think we can successfully resolve your company's problems.
The considerable decline in sales in recent quarters has us quite concerned.
I understand. There are some financial strategies that can help you to increase profits in the short term. To address the root cause, however, I think we need to look elsewhere.
Well, our product quality seems to be stable, and as far as we can tell, there haven't been any major changes in the market.
That's consistent with the results of my analysis. To start with, I think we need to focus on your employees.
Ah, I suspected we might need to terminate some people, especially the low performers.
Actually, that's not what I meant. Based on things like the frequency of missed deadlines, late arrivals, and absences, I think it's obvious that employee morale is suffering.
And you think that's responsible for the decline in sales?
That's what the data suggests. The base salaries you provide are competitive, but I see there are no opportunities for staff to receive performance bonuses. Introducing such a system could go a long way toward motivating employees.
Question: What does the woman say the man should do?
Number 10.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Henderson. Please have a seat.
Thanks. What's the news on the sale of the house? Has the bank approved the buyer's loan?
Actually, that's why I called you in today.
Is there a problem? I thought the loan had been pre-approved.
The buyer's credit rating is fine. However, the home inspector found an issue with the property, and the bank won't approve the loan until it's been addressed.
The asbestos in the attic? I thought we had all of that removed.
No, there's a problem with the wiring. It was done over 30 years ago, so it needs to be brought up to modern standards.
But we didn't have a problem when we bought the house 3 years ago.
That's because you didn't need a loan. Banks won't lend money for a house that doesn't meet safety codes.
I guess we have no choice but to hire someone to fix it then.
That could be costly. We may need to renegotiate the selling price.
Understood. Get an estimate for the work, and I'll contact the buyer. He might be willing to raise his offer to help cover the cost.
Question: What is the problem with the sale of the couple's house?